Chris, how are you?
Good morning. Good. Long night, although not as long as it might have been.
Well, I know that you watched and witnessed and wrote. Give me your thoughts on what you saw last night.
Well, this was a bigger wave than some of us even expected, particularly in Michigan, Republican takeover of the state house in a big, big way. They now have a 63-47 majority, it appears, after having a substantial minority. So, and not only that, the other big news is that the Republicans regained control of the Supreme Court. All of this has repercussions for the next decade because it's going to be Republicans who are basically in charge of redrawing boundary lines for state and Senate districts and congressional districts. And typically the party that does that can draw them to its advantage. So this is a long-term proposition for the Republican Party.
Chris, as I was watching the results come in last night, I started thinking back to 2008 when the Democrats took over the House of Representatives. The president the presidency went to Barack Obama, and here we are 2 years later, and the Republicans make sweeping changes. And I get the sense that the voters say, "You get 2 years to get it done, and if you don't, we'll keep searching to find someone else."
Right, right. Well, it just shows you how fast the turnaround is in politics these days. I think a lot of that has to do with really media saturation. The rise of the Tea Party movement did have an effect. That was a significant factor nationwide. Not in some areas, not so much. In some areas, it was a factor. Was a factor in Michigan in the UP. The Bart Stupak seat, Democratic held for many years in the congressional district up there, went to a Tea Party backed Republican, Dan Beneschek. In the western part of the state, the Vern Ayler's seat in Congress went to a Tea Party backed candidate, Justin Amash. So it did have its an effect. That's a relatively new movement, but if you look back when George Bush was finishing out his presidency and his low approval ratings, we were in a time of an entrenched war. People were tired of it. War does that to people. It makes them mad. Well, look what's happened in the last 2 years. We had a near complete meltdown of the economy. Look what almost happened in Michigan. You know, the auto industry had to be bailed out. At least GM and Chrysler did. The Obama administration, Democrats got ambitious with the health care reform. All of that costs a lot of money, and it scared a lot of people. They're angry, they're out of work, or they're afraid they're going to be out of work. And this is the kind of earthquake that happens when people are that unsettled.
Chris, before we let you go, were you surprised Tim Walberg beat Mark Schauer?
Not terribly. I mean, that was, again, it was a part of this wave. Movement. I mean, that's a very volatile seat, and given what happened last night, I was not all that surprised. I mean, John Dingell, you know, had to fight for his life to hang on to his 50-year tenure in that district, and Gary Peters did manage to hang on, although I think in his case it was because he had a weaker candidate than some others. So, no, I wasn't all that surprised by it, but we. You know, we have a new governor whose people really hope will bring a change in attitude, and he showed some of that last night in his speech, sort of his acceptance speech in Detroit. So it's really a new world there in Lansing and in the nation, and it's now the Republican Party will have to do more than throw darts and stamp its feet. It has to govern now.
Chris Christoph.
And that's a much tougher job.
Writes for the Detroit Free Press. He's got to leave. You can check out his story, headlined, "A Fighter to the Finish, Bonero, Relentless, but Didn't Click with the Voters." You can go to freep.com and read that story. Chris, as always, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.